All right, we welcome now Masconomet High School football coach Gavin Monagle once again. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you?
Doing fine. Very exciting time, I got to tell you. I want to get right to it and ask you, Coach, after the state tournament last year, usually it's after Thanksgiving, but after the Thanksgiving state tournament, you sort of decide what the kids are going to do in the off season, either play sports or work out. So tell me a little bit about your non-seniors last year after the season ended, what they were up to.
A lot of my kids play multiple sports, which is great. It works out pretty good for everyone. And the other kids were in the weight room. And the kids even playing the sports, they were getting in the weight room whenever they could. And I thought it was really a successful off-season program, the kids. I thought they were very motivated to get going again with football, very excited about football, as well as their own sports. You know, a lot of the kids had good luck in hockey and basketball, baseball, lacrosse. They all did well there. Track, we had some track kids. So it's good seeing them participate, you know, represent Masco and competing year-round. That's always a good thing. And they never forgot the weight room, which is, you know, really a big thing for us.
Coach, what do you, well, you in particular, not so much the assistants, but as head coach in the off season, people think, you know, it's just from August to November, but you're involved in so many other things, including underclassmen. Yeah, I don't want to use the word recruiting, but you know what I'm saying, trying to get kids to play. Plus, you have kids working out toward going to college and stuff. So tell me a little bit about your off season.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. You know, we'll start with the weight room. You know, the weight room is, you know, about 3 days a week here. And I'm in the middle school. I'm the assistant principal in the middle school. So we open it up to seventh graders to join us involved. We do think that is helpful to them and to us. And they get to meet the older kids and start working out with the older kids and getting the routines with those kids. And the older kids do a great job as leaders there. I think they enjoy that a lot. So that's helpful in that matter. So that's 3 days a week for, you know, an hour and a half or so, maybe 2 hours. And then the other part you mentioned, too, was very busy, you know, trying to get kids. You know, we had like 20 seniors last year and trying to get kids in, you know, set up in schools that might work out for them. Some playing football, some not playing football, you know, whatever works. And then we have a couple of juniors, upcoming juniors, that are looking to play college football, too, and just trying to connect them to people who may have interest in them. So it was pretty busy. It seemed, I think the colleges were really, like, dying to get out this year because we never saw anything quite like it. I think because of COVID, I think they were really out there more than ever, just coming through, checking up on you, way more than ever, to tell you the truth. They wanted to get out there on the visits, it seemed, this year. And, you know, because we did go 2 years pretty much without visits, you know.
I know, that's crazy. When you think of it and all that's changed, and you and administrators and kids all across the country, I suppose, but particularly here in the North Shore, you know, pivoted so well with all the stuff you had to do and the changes. What's it feel like right now with a regular preseason going on and then getting into this first week coming up? What's that feel like? How has it gone in terms of practices and getting rid of all that COVID stuff?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I feel much, much better, but I think the kids are much more at ease about things. And, you know, the focus is totally on football. It's always has been, but, you know, the COVID is always hanging over everyone's head, you know, whether it's who's in the building on a particular day. You know, going last year, you know, we started up with kids here, but they could opt out, you know, being home. But our kids generally got here, but it's different. But it's good. It's in a real positive way now. It's good that it's in our rear view mirror, and I think our kids handled it real well last year in the past 2 years. And, you know, just looking forward, just thinking some football in school now.
I got a bad question I have to ask, but it's been on my mind with different coaches. Are there kids? Oh, I shouldn't even ask it, but it's possible some kids, and I'm not targeting anybody, could get into a habit over COVID. We're saying, gee, I just have a headache, I don't feel good, and I can opt out. Is that something that has to be overcome, or the kids? Most of the kids who play sports are dedicated, and they want to be at practice.
Yeah, I think we were pretty fortunate like that. I do see what you're saying, though. And, you know, we did try to, you know, get the just coaching kids up, you know, encouraging kids, you know, try to keep it going, you know. I think those kids need encouragement more than anything else. And I think, you know, with their parents and, you know, their families, I think I don't think we lost any to
good,
that.
Good.
But I definitely saw what you're speaking of.
Yeah, it's hard to
get at school every day.
Yeah.
I see it more in school than, like, I think in sports. And it's quite a fight you have to have. You know, kids are fighting, you know, with themselves to get themselves going and motivated. And, you know, the big hope now is everyone can get some momentum spilled off of last year, you know, and I was talking school-wise, just get it going.
Well, I think COVID changed priorities there. Now we got to get back to the priorities that we're used to, and it's happening pretty quickly, I think.
I think so. I think kids are pretty resilient. I do.
Okay.
They are, in general.
Now, what'd you learn from your kids, and then we'll get into some of your personnel. What'd you learn from your kids in training camp?
They work hard. I mean, you know, that they're rearing to go. It's the best thing I can say about them, what I've learned about them. I think that's the case year in and year out, but that's step one, you know, be rearing to go. And they're a very eager group of kids. You know, we lost a couple tough ones last year, and I think, you know, we just want to put ourselves in the best situation possible to, you know, in each and every week. And to do that, you know, we need to lift. The kids did a great job in the off season, so I can't complain at all about that. They did a nice job in the summertime. We did the, you know, Bishop Fenwick had a nice little 7-on-7 over there. A lot of North Shore teams were up there, so that was good. You know, the kids are competing. They run the show themselves pretty well there. So, you know, I really encouraged a great group of seniors. You know, we've been pretty blessed with year to year. Our seniors have stepped up. And, again, this summer, I know those kids have stepped up a lot. So it's encouraging, you know. You know, whatever happens, happens, but it's been a greatly encouraging group.
And what about your was that your second year in the NEC with fall two before that? Okay.
Yeah, it was our second year. So
overall,
kids like it a lot. Yeah, I think kids are excited about it. I think it's a great challenge for us week in and week out. I think it, you know, helps us even more in the off season. Just understand the fact that, you know, Beverly, Davis, Marblehead, and Swampscott are doing the same things. They're working hard, and we can't be feeling bad for ourselves. We're just going to do it, you know. And I think it definitely motivates the kids being in this kind of league. And it's a super league, so it's really...
Absolutely. Well, both leagues are. I love them both. What about players we should watch for on offense?
Well, we got a couple of nice players. I mean, you know, coming back from last year, you know, some of the older kids, you know, Tyler McMahon's a tight end. He's super... He can be a receiver, too. He's about, you know, 6'3", 215, something like that. But great speed, good hands. Also a good defensive end, excellent defensive end. You know, Matty Richardson's quarterback. It's his third year starting. You know, he's done a nice job the past couple years. Really super job. He's a super athlete, too. He's an excellent basketball player, too. But he's, you know, making out a kid 6'2", you know, 2-something. Good size quarterback, good skills, great leader. Sammy Nadworny. Matt was his older brother. Sammy Nadworny, he's been starting since his freshman year. You know, as a junior now, you know, another kid just really ate up the weight room to death, just working hard, getting faster. You know, both sides of the ball, you know, we'll use him safety/linebacker, running back/receiver. You know, super kid, super effort. Shannon's by the way, Richardson and McMahon are both captains. Shannon's a captain. Will Shannon, he filled in for Matty Nadworny a little bit there when Matty went down, you know, towards the end of last year, and did a nice job. And in the preseason so far, he really, you know, just kept it going. He's really, you know, really responsible for our inside game, and he's really built himself up nice, too. He's also on the secondary side, on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. Owen Barrett's a senior captain. Owen was a super player for us last year, too. You know, receiver. I expect a lot out of him. Also defensive back. But he's a very good one, too. So those are a few right there. We have one more captain on the line there, Danny Bandar. He stepped up. He's a tackle for us. You know, nice job in the offseason with him, just lifting. We lost our line from last year. You know, whenever you lose a line, it's significant. We got a lot of good skill players, but losing the line is definitely significant. And kids like Danny have gotten, you know, working hard together with another kid, Ben Trolander, another senior there, and Robbie Becker up front, and another senior, and Jacob Miller. Nice junior, excellent junior lineman. Who's kind of came out of nowhere. He's kind of a skinny sophomore last year. You know, got himself working hard in the off season, and now he's filled out. He's about, you know, 6'3", you know, 215 pounds, but you know, maybe even more. maybe 220, but he's filling out nice, you know. But more importantly, he's just tough as nails, and he's really working hard at things. Chase Karen's done a nice job as a junior filling in there on the offense. He's become a center for us, which is never an easy position to do. He's never done it before, and, you know, he stepped right up. He's doing a pretty good job with it. So those are a few of the offensive guys we've got there. Max Connolly's another split end we have who's done a nice job in the preseason. Just trying to keep everyone healthy now and
yeah.
ready for Newburyport, you know. That's kind of the big
All right. I want to get to that.
Now.
I want to get to that. That's your home opener this week?
Yeah.
All right, I want to get to that in a second, but I just have to mention, Gavin, as you go along, and you've been there a while now as head coach, some of the younger brothers are, and at some point the sons with the same names, you're going to call them by the originals when you first started.
Cause, yeah, I do that, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
common in teaching, and you know, so, okay, so.
Even some body types you see, like you're thinking of another kid, you know, it's usually those linemen that look like just like an old tackle from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And just start calling them. And then someone will say, you know what I mean. You know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know what? They take it as a compliment. They get it. All right,
So
tell me about the home opener coming up.
Yeah, Newburyport's great. You know, it's the old Cape Ann rivalry. It's a real meaningful game to both teams. I think everyone's excited. But last year when we went up there, it might have been our best venue of the year as far as, like, I think everyone's dying to get out of COVID, too. It was a beautiful Friday night in Newburyport up in that, you know, beautiful stadium they have up there. I mean, it's this packed house up there. It was really pretty cool place to be, you know. So I think it was a great game on top of it, you know. So I think everyone's building off of that. I think we're really expecting a good crowd here. I'm sure they'll bring a ton of people as well. So I think it's going to be a real exciting game. I know the kids are really, really excited about it. You know, Newburyport's, you know, again, it does go back to the old Cal rivalry, I think. And these kids, when they grow up as, you know, in the youth sports, they still play that circuit, you know, that Newburyport's in the youth football league with them, you know, and youth basketball. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah.
They do still grow up playing probably more of these kids than a lot of the NEC schools, you know?
Right.
So just the way it works with the youth sports, a little bit of both. I know they play Marblehead and everything, and they play the Amherst, I think, and everything, you know,
it's
probably to some degree. Yeah. It's exciting. So it's a rivalry that, you know, doesn't just start at the high school level. It does come up all the way through.
That's pretty cool. And I think not only is it exciting for this game coming up, but also for the season. It's great that everybody is so enthusiastic about it. And Masco, you know, what a great tradition up there. So really looking forward to chatting with you.
Thanks a million.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? Well, the first time I discovered Masco was when I was covering Gloucester. We did a Gloucester-Masco game up there. Many years ago when Coach Pugh was there, and holy cow, was that impressive. Everybody was so nice, but Bunker Stadium and all the stuff, you know, with the names. It's part of a wonderful tradition of student athletes and support from the community as well.
No, it is great. The kids are super here. They support us. The staff supports us great. You know, it is. The community just really comes out for us. And it's an interesting place, you know, with the three towns and everything, mm-hmm. but everyone comes together from the three towns to support the local high school, so to speak. So, It's a neat place to be.
Awesome. Coach, I wish you well during the school year at both schools, but obviously this football season, the best of luck, and we will chat very, very soon.
Oh, thanks so much. Appreciate everything, Rick.
Thanks, Gavin. Take care.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye. That is Gavin Monagle, who is the head coach at Masconomet High School football. And they've got their opening game against Newburyport Friday at 6:30. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.